Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. My name is Eric Gallagher, and today I'll be sharing with you what God is doing in my life. Happy Memorial of St. Francis de Sales. It's a great day. It was 1 year ago from today that we started this podcast, and we have officially arrived at doing it every single day for a whole year. Right there, and there's been a couple of days, I think, where we got it out a little bit later than expected, or we had some hiccups in the publishing or stuff, but we have officially done a reflection 7 days a week for the entire year. What a gift it has been. I remember the first time when I sat down with the team and we started brainstorming, like, what does this look like? What does this platform look like? What is God calling us to do? And I had a few ideas, and we discussed this podcast and said, you know what? I feel confident that we're supposed to do this, a daily reflections every single day. We had all kinds of other ideas that could have went with it as well. But the main commitments, the thing that I was confident God was calling us to, was a daily reflection podcast. It is such a gift to be able to know God's will and to follow through with it, to be committed to it, and to be driven and inspired by God's will. If you ask my wife, it's rare that I've ever committed to something like this for more than 30 days. I have so many ideas, and I have so many different projects, and I've developed dozens of different website businesses over the years. Something was different about this one. I knew that this was what God wanted me to do. Now, the year hasn't gone how I thought it was going to go. There's a few other things we had kind of in the works, and to be honest, there's been a lot of headaches, a lot of frustrations because of things that we were working on didn't come through. But this podcast remains. There's something about it that's very profound. This is the thing that seems to have the momentum in the life. I've shared with Trish several times as we've met to discuss the details of the podcast. I continue to every day find life and doing this podcast and hearing other people's testimony and witness of what God is doing in their life. Many of these people that her and I know well as friends, and what a gift. And I love having that confidence of knowing what I'm supposed to do. In fact, it's why all of this started on the Feast of St. Francis de Sales, was because he was the saint that once I began to read his works, I grew to be very convicted that God wants all of me. And he didn't want me to divide my life into two different paths. One of trying to be this witness of the faith, and another, a life of sloth and sinfulness, perhaps in many different ways. But after starting to read The Introduction to Devout Life by Francis de Sales, I grew convicted of what I knew I wanted to do, and that was to follow Jesus with everything that I had. So I want to read from the Gospel of Mark today, just the first half. The scribes who had come from Jerusalem said of Jesus, "He is possessed by Beelzebul, and by the prince of demons he drives out demons." Summoning them, he began to speak to them in parables. How can Satan drive out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. If a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand. That is the end of him. Now, this is coming right after our weekend readings, which had to do with being different parts of the body of Christ, and we're all being connected. And of course, we can look at and see the the signs of a call to unity within the church and things like that, to not be divided. But for me, that division was in myself. I worked for the church, but I struggled to remain devoted to God in so many other areas of my life. And it was by the grace of God, through the teachings of St. Francis de Sales, that I became convicted of it more than anything that I had ever in my life. God wanted everything. We're committing to keeping the podcast going at least for a little while. And again, we don't know what lies ahead with Come Follow Me and the With You Always podcast. I'm convicted that God has called us to be to this point at least. And while there are some things in the works and I have some idea of what's going to come, I remain open to God's plan in all of it. I thank you for your support. If this podcast has been helpful and life-giving to you, we appreciate you sharing it and telling other people about it as well. Please take some time to look up Francis de Sales, to read many of his teachings, and take some time to reflect on whether or not your house is divided. May each and every day we strive to be fully devoted to the way of the cross and the love of Jesus Christ in our life. Let us pray. God, we thank you for this past year. I thank you for the inspiration to bring all of these wonderful people together to share your life through this podcast. I pray, Lord, that you'll continue to bless the efforts of Come Follow Me and the With You Always podcast. And I give you thanks for all those who have helped make this possible. St. Francis de Sales, pray for us. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's sushipe.co. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.